Welcome to another episode of the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast. I am your host, Brian Montes, founder of Skillosity Works and of the Entrepreneur to Employer coaching community. Now, in the Entrepreneur to Employer coaching community, I have the opportunity to guide founders and entrepreneurs and business owners on hiring employee number one and beyond to help give them the leadership skills necessary to create an employee experience that's going to deliver a competitive edge for your business and to help you build a 7 to 8 figure business that is no longer a job, but a business that provides the financial freedom that you always wanted out of your business. Now, I know your time is valuable, and I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. Every time you tune in to the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast, you can expect to learn actionable insights to help you build a business that is worthy of a Best Places to Work award, and how to reduce business risk with proactive HR strategies that do have real-world applications. So as you go through the Entrepreneur to Employer journey, I will work to sharpen your skills on how to recruit, hire, and onboard the best people for your company, how to design training systems that work, how to establish proactive HR systems that will actually lower your business risk, how to improve employee performance, how to lead your team through both good times and bad, how to tie your people operations into your financial milestones, and much, much more. So if you're ready to build a team of 10Xers that can power your business to new heights, let's get started. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast. I am your host, Brian Montes, founder of Skillosity Works and the Entrepreneur to Employer coaching community. So I do a lot of reading and studying and watching, you know, different coaches and trainers and people that are top in their field when it comes to all things related to business building, HR strategies, business insights, and leadership. There's always what to learn. And so this episode, I'm able to give you some insight on an article that I read from a peak performance coach who has laid out the best job interview question that you can ask. And after I read the article, I started thinking about this question that he says is one of the best questions you can ask in a hiring process and why. So I wanted to share that with the audience and with the community because, you know, we're always looking to improve our hiring. We're always looking to improve the process, right? Because at the end of the day, hiring is messy. There's no guarantees. There's no magic bullet. You know, I've made many bad hires out there and had to let people go because I've hired the wrong person. We all do it. The goal is that as we get better at hiring and we build better questions and we get more experience and we put hiring frameworks into place and we have systems, the goal is that over time, our odds increase of making a better hire, right? You go from that 50-50 shot to 60-40 to 70-30, right? The goal over time is that you can constantly get a higher batting average. So today we're going to talk about one of the best questions you can ask during an interview. This is by a peak performance coach by the name of Greg Hardin. And he says, you know, he used to think that the best type of job interview question was, what skill do you possess that will most likely impact our bottom line? I mean, sounds like a great question, right? You know, you want them to think about the skill that they bring to the table that's going to help your company grow. You know, how are they, when they join the company, how are they going to add to the bottom line? Because this answer is going to tell you whether or not the candidate knows anything about your company. It's hard to say, you know, how they're going to impact a company's bottom line when they haven't been there yet, right? They don't truly understand what drives value to the bottom line for your business. So that question, while they may be able to answer it, may not be the actual way that they do it once they start. More importantly, and especially if you listen and ask follow-up questions based on what the candidate says, it lets you get to the heart of that person's skills, experience, and accomplishments. But what Greg Hardin is saying in his new book, and it's called Stay Sane in an Insane World, and sounds like a great book. I think I'm going to add it to my book list. He says the key to interviewing is this. Let them tell you who they are. I mean, what a novel concept, right? I mean, an interview is supposed to be a conversation. It's a two-way street. They are trying to determine if this company, if your company is right for them, if working for you is right for them, and you're trying to determine if they are right for your company, you know, if they are the right fit to work with you and your team. And how better to do that than to really get to know who they are? So how do you go about doing this? Well, number one, ask them to describe the best experience that they had at their current or former job and ask them to describe their worst experience. Or in the alternative, you can ask them about the best boss that they ever had and who is the worst boss they ever had. According to this peak performance coach, he says, then listen very carefully because they're about to tell you everything you need to know about them. Anyone can have a bad experience or a bad boss, but listen to how they describe the situation or the person. Do they take any ownership or responsibility for whatever was negative? Can they see more than just their own narrow perspective? And some of the things you're going to hear, it was a bad match, right? You're going to hear a whole variety of stuff. But if you hear it was a bad match, and to be fair, I was not the right person at the right time, they needed someone with a different skill set. Well, that response is somebody who's taking ownership for that relationship not working out. Or you can hear it was just a parade of whining and complaining. My boss was such an a-hole. He was totally unreasonable. Everything he asked me to do was outside of my job description. You know, I swear, I think I'm cursed because I always end up working for people like this. If you have somebody and you're looking at their resume and they've kind of moved around every couple of years, which is definitely becoming more normal than not, if every job transition is rooted in my boss was a jerk or I didn't agree with my team or I was treated unfairly. Now, there could be some merit to that, but if you hear at every transition that it was completely somebody else's fault, that should be a red flag. Because the way someone treats the other people in their life is going to tell you what kind of person they are. So when someone tells you who they are in the interview room or anywhere, you definitely need to listen. And the candidate that will bash his last employer will, after the new hire honeymoon is over, inevitably start to criticize your company. A candidate who finds fault with most of their current coworkers probably are not going to get along with your team either. A candidate who thinks their last job had way too many rules, way too many guidelines, way too many restrictions, way too many expectations, is quickly going to start finding reasons to complain, and they're going to start creating friction within your organization. So does this seem too simple? I mean, it can. You really have to listen to the answer that the candidate is giving you. And as long as you turn this interview into a conversation and not an interrogation, you will really be able to get under the hood and learn about who this person really is. So this peak performance coach, Harden, you know, his question creates an opportunity for self-analysis and for introspection or for an apparent lack of any self-awareness at all. Right? You're going to get one or the other. You're going to get somebody who accepts some responsibility for the situation, has ownership, doesn't bash their previous employers, or you're going to get somebody who takes zero ownership in everything that's happened to them, zero responsibility, and bashes everybody along the way. It's always somebody else's fault. So as you start to have this conversation, you can, you know, and as you listen, don't jump in immediately, right? Ask the question, sit back and listen. Wait a couple of seconds before you speak. Most people will fill that silence in with an additional example or a more detailed explanation. As you ask that question, sit back and listen. Don't feel the need to jump in right away and start talking. Let them talk. And then let the silence and the dead air hang for a minute and see if they continue filling in the details for you. And then when you feel it's right, ask a follow-up question. Something simple like, well, what did you do? Or how did that work out for you? Or how did you handle that? Asking a follow-up question doesn't prejudge or lead. It just allows the candidate to go wherever they want to go, right? It's an open-ended question. So give them an open-ended question and see where they take it. See what information they are prepared to share with you. Because given the time and opportunity, especially when you make the interview a conversation and not an interrogation, most people are going to tell you who they are, which is what you need to know before you decide whether or not to hire them. Because after that, all you have to do is listen. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this quick episode and recap of the best question you can ask by peak performance coach Greg Harden. I will put a link to his book in the show notes for you. I have not read it, but the article was excellent. So definitely going to take a look and adding that book to my book list. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, I have a favor to ask. Number one, like and subscribe the Entrepreneur to Employer podcast. We do publish a new episode every single week. And if you would be so kind, leave us a review and rate the podcast. I do read every review, love the comments, and use those comments to improve each and every episode. And then if you have a colleague, friend, anybody you know that you think would benefit from this episode, grab the link to the podcast, text it to them and say, hey, I just listened to this episode. It's on the one question that we really should be asking during a hiring process. Not the only question, but definitely one question that you need to have in your tool belt. think you'd enjoy this episode and send them a link to the episode. We definitely want to impact as many business owners, founders, hiring managers, and leaders as we can. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.